Welcome to the Awesome Business Podcast with your host, Brian McPartland. Guys, I've spent 25 years in the entertainment industry, best known as Captain Awesome from NBC's Chuck, or that guy from the Hallmark and Lifetime Christmas movies. The best part of my job is meeting a whole lot of extraordinary people from awesome businesses. That's what this podcast is about. I want you to meet and learn from these people too. We're going to pull back the curtain on actors, athletes, and entrepreneurs and the obstacles they overcame to star in their own success story. So join me and unleash your awesome. In part two of our conversation with Don Saladino, we're going to talk about how to shift your mindset to meet your fitness goals, how to expand your team, even if you're not ready, and Don's take on peptides, testosterone, and so much more. Make sure you stay to the end for a special offer from Don. So I can't wait to download your app. Tell everybody where to get it. Is it donsaladino.com?
Donsaladino.com. Yeah, 100%.
Great. So we're going to download the app, and you're going through all of these NSVs and things, the teaching, everything.
Yeah, there's a lot I put in there. I think my team is reaching out to you about giving your team a free month challenge or something like that. So I think Melissa emailed you, and I think anyone listening to this is going to get a code, and they're going to be able to just go in and experience it for free for a month. So
thank you.
But that's awesome, brother. I don't sell people anything. I'm like, take it for free. If you find value in it and you need some help, then let me know. I'm happy to help.
Oh man, I can't wait to do it, because I got to say that I downloaded all of your programs in the past.
Thank you.
And I would go to my files app on the phone, and then I'd be like, bring it up, and I'm watching it, but the app is going to be genius.
The app is so much better. The videos are more concise. It's right there. You can log your weights. You can go back in, hit an information button where it shows you all of your lifts that you've done. So if you're doing bench press and you're benching today and you're like, what did I bench last week? You hit a button, it shows you last week, the week before, and it shows you the weight, the reps. Like, it's very detailed. It's very user friendly. And it's fun and it's engaging, and it gives you a little report at the end that shows you all
perfect.
The work. Yeah, it's really nice.
And the what I love too is you focus on mobility, because you still golf.
Oh,
correct?
Oh yeah, 100%. I play a lot of hockey, golf. It's like, yeah, you got to be an athlete.
Everybody thinks that when you look like you, that you can't go and do the mobility stuff, especially at our age.
How old are you now?
I'm 49.
Yeah, I'm catching you. I'll be 48 April. So, the mobility, every single day I start with anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes of it. And that's overboard for what I assign to most people. Most people, it's like 5 to 10 minutes that I give in the program. But every day I do it. And, you know, this is what allows us to feel good.
So where are you right now as far as you're at the barn? Do you take on private clients or not anymore?
Pretty much no. I take on projects. So like when you're getting ready for a movie, or like Matt Bulmer has become the good buddy that I haven't met.
I love Matt.
Matt on Chuck. I brought it up. So Matt, I was on the phone with yesterday, and so, you know, I've got my people that I like to help out, and we have a really good friendship. But my community is really where I put all the majority of my work and love into, because I can reach more people. And it's really exciting for me to be able to connect with someone who's in Missouri or who's in, you know, another country. And, you know, we're in over 80 countries now. So to be able to help people out over the world is really awesome.
That's incredible. And you do your retreat every year too, still, right?
I do. This year is going to be in Grenada, which I've never been to. I'm really excited about it. We have 100 people going, and it's a sold out 8 hours. So, you know, we've been hosting something called Don Con. Very funny.
I did not think
of that name, but Don Con was
born.
We're
going to do Awesome Con next.
Yeah, Awesome Con. I love it.
Awesome
Con. Awesome Con and Don Con together. Let's do a joint retreat. But we last 3 years, we rented an island off of Mexico. We had over 100, I think close to 150 people come in. And it was just awesome. You just bring people in. And I'll be honest, these are not like, you know, these are not people that are going to get on the cover of magazines. They want to get better.
That inspires me so much when I see you training people that I go, and it's at the gym. It doesn't matter where I'm at. When I'm like, that person right there is at the beginning of their journey, in the middle of their journey, but they're here. And
it
inspires me so much more than seeing like a bodybuilder or a big celebrity. You know, I'm like, that person is why I'm here doing what I do, because it's in them. It can be in me too.
Right? Yeah, you know, it really is special. It's special to turn around and see someone who's just getting started on their journey. And nothing's better than watching them surprise themselves.
Yeah.
Like that to me is the coolest thing.
Fantastic. Tell me this. Tell me how you get people to shift their mindset. You know, it sounded like you were very intentional about what you were doing. And it sounds like it might have, I can't say it came easy to you, but it was just part of your personality trait. But there are a lot of people that it's hard for them to get their motor running. It's hard for them to go, I can do this, right? So what do you tell, you know, whether it's clients, whether it's, you know, your kids, you know, I know that being a parent is being a coach at the same time. So I'm always trying to look for stories to inspire, you know, things to get them to go, all right, see yourself how I see you, you know, how beyond what I see or anyone else could see you and go for it. But sometimes it's, I miss the mark, you know? And so what do you do? How do you get people
kids
to...
is a completely different business, as you know. It's like that, that is like, people ask me, what do I do with my kids? And I said, honestly, I never tell them to do anything when it comes to this stuff. I don't push them. I told them early on, if they want to be pushed, they got to push themselves. And as a parent, I just try and lead by example. My son at a really young age saw me and my training partner, my best friend, Tone. We were walking outside my house with our shirts off to go use the outdoor jungle gym. My son was probably sick. And he looks up at me with his shirt off. And he's like, Dad, can I come train with you, Uncle Tone? And I was like, nah, man. Tone's like kind of looking at me, but he starts smiling because he knows what I'm about to do. And he's like, but why? Like, I want to come train with you. And I'm like, Donnie, this is something Uncle Tone and I love. This is very important to us. And we're going to go do this right now. And, you know, if you're going to come do this, great. But when you don't like it, you know, if you want to stop, you stop. And he goes, Dad, I can do it. I said, all right, come join us. That's fine. So like in a way, I tried pushing him away in the beginning and leading
smart.
By example. And then the next thing you know, he hung with us for the full hour. And then the next thing you know, went inside and, you know, tried, you know, having some fruit or eating something healthy. And then hours later, he's eating ice cream, and that's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I still wanted to be a kid. I wanted to be a kid, and I'm not going to sit there, but both my kids, knock on wood, healthy. They're great human beings. I love them. Obviously I'm their parent, but, you know, I'm so proud of them. But, you know, a lot of this came from me just saying, listen, you got to be an adult, and I'm not going to sit there and massage you. I'll love you more than anything, but you got to figure a lot of this stuff out. So I think with kids, it's more painful. I feel like it's even harder than working with anyone else. Because as invested as you are with the client, this is your child. And you know what I'm talking about. This is you want nothing more than good for them. And sometimes tough love is the best love. I think with a client, I think what you have to do as a coach is you got to recognize who you're dealing with. And I think it is important for you to understand what is, you know, what has been their successes, what have been their failures, and what kind of roadmap can you draw for them that's going to allow them to be successful. Very rarely am I handing anyone my A plan. I really don't. Mm-hmm. It's normally finding out like what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them, and then taking this minimalistic approach where I could show them a level of success. It comes a bit easy. And then they look at me and they say, what's next? That's all I had. Oh my God, that was it. Like, what else do you have for me? And I kind of lay it on in layers until the next thing you know, years have gone by. And maybe they lost 60 pounds. Or I had a woman that went from 872 pounds to 360 pounds.
Wow.
And, which is incredible. Or my buddy, John.
Insane.
My buddy, John Albococo in here, 525 pounds and couldn't walk. And now he's in here training 6 days a week, you know, working on cracking the 300 pound mark. He's trying to get down.
Oh, that's incredible, man.
A lot of setbacks. It's part of it. But I also think it's not understanding who you're dealing with. I'm not a yeller. I'm not sitting there screaming at people. I will give tough love if need be, but also I think I kind of get an idea on how people tick and what buttons I need to press. And I think that's what coaching is.
Well, man, I tell you, your voice sticks in the brain when I'm at the gym. And that's, I think the best coaches, you know, stay with you. That I still have guys that I trained with when I was 17, 18 years old that I hear their voice in the back of my head going like, you know, oh, you're going to stop now. You're not going to do another set. Okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah, like see where that gets you. And you're like, oh, man.
Yep.
But some days what I like, the voice that you have that's in my head is some days you don't have it. And just go walk on a treadmill, and that's okay.
you know, just walk on the treadmill and decompress and do something that feels good. And
I love it.
I think that's important because there's some days that I've walked in the gym and I'm like, I don't have it today. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I'll just walk on the treadmill, see where it takes me. Listen to some music, zone out. And that is sometimes just the best thing for me. And I'll walk out of the gym and be like, that was great.
Do something, but that's my point is do something. There is no A plan. There really isn't an A plan out there. My plan for myself always changes. I think you just got to get in there and be active and make good decisions on exercise selection. Yes, that is one of my bigger concerns when people train is that there's a safety risk return, you know, approach that we have to take. Like we don't. Like they're just, I don't believe in taking a lot of risk with anyone. Like I just, there's so many different exercises. There's so many different tools out there that we can go in and drop our foot to the, you know, pedal and do really well with. We don't have to be choosing things that are, I call them fluffy exercises or dangerous. Do things that build confidence and get people, you know, wanting to come back. And, again, coaching.
And how do you manage your calendar? Like at what point do you go, okay, I need help. I need somebody and I'm going to hire somebody before maybe even you could afford it in the early days. And you were like, how am I going to make this happen in a way that I think all of us go, you know, in this day and age, people are like, social media. How am I going to manage social media? Because it's important for every small business, every big business.
Yep.
Podcasting, right? Doing the app, putting stuff out there and hoping that you're going to get that return on investment. How do you manage your calendar and you know, the type of help you're going to, you know, get from the outside people and hiring? And where do you go for that? How do you
I was notorious in hiring people even when I couldn't afford it because I understood the importance of expanding your team. Right now I've had an editor, social media person, Rob, who's been working with me for years back when I had my brick and mortar. And he's moving to Vancouver, so I'm in the process of hiring someone new. We've got a team working on an app, working on all the app stuff with my wife, who runs all the back end. We have paid spend team. We have people that assist us. And I think as time goes on, yeah, we're going to need to keep expanding on that team. And I think it's just something where you got to make a decision. What do you want to do with all this, right? Like I really love building things. Like I really love growth. You could park the most amount of money I've had in my bank account this week. And if I don't see our businesses climbing, I get like almost freaked out because I know I'm expendable. I know I'm replaceable. I know at some point this is going to fizzle. And I think that's one of my best qualities. So, I think it's just this ongoing journey of recognizing areas you're not good at and then making a decision. Like, do I want to be great at this or am I okay just being mediocre? And if that's not who I am. So, I'm always looking for that next step.
It's never going to fizzle because you have passion for what you do.
Thank you.
Passion is, it's easy to market. It's just a matter of the pillars, right? Do you like spend certain days on certain projects and go, okay, I'm only going to do social media on one day or I'm going to do this. Do you have the meetings on that? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So my wife does more of that. She has to, with her job, she has to compartmentalize a lot more of that. A lot of things that I do, it can't wait. It's like things that are, you know, you and I or it's, you know, I shot a video series for Golf Channel last week. That's not waiting. That's a full day shoot. So I think a lot of my job are things that are, you know, I could do from many different places, except that shoot, of course, I had to do it here. But most of my schedule, I can, I need to get it done, like, at that moment or the days I have to get it done. So, but I think the thing I've had to juggle a bit is I would get reached out to by so many different people in my profession wanting help. And where in the beginning I was like, never said no. Now I still don't say no, but I just might have to schedule it out weeks in advance. And I'll even tell them like, sorry, if you feel like you're getting big time right now, I want to work with you. I want to speak to you, but I it's got to be in 3 weeks. So
that makes sense. And then, what's different these days? If you were to go into your industry again in the fitness community, what is really different, do you feel like, and what's the same? You know, what are those two things?
That's a great question. I think what's the same is that the basics still are the best. It's nutrition. Like we're still eating things like chicken and grass-fed meat and vegetables and sweet potatoes, like, oh, wow, I was eating that 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It hasn't changed. So I think even with exercises today, like, what was, I had a leg day today. I went through my mobility. I did back squats. I did front foot elevated split squats. I did leg curls. I did calves. Pretty basic. But like, those movements aren't anything that's fluffy. Maybe the front foot elevated split squat, most people are going to be like, well, what's that? And I don't recommend most people to do back squats. It's just something I do and connect well with. So I think the basics, a lot of the basics are things that when I'm really good at those basics, a lot of great things come from that. What has changed a lot, I think is, and I think for good and bad, is I think we have so much access now, right? I think there's so many people out there voicing an opinion. And I've noticed that the coaches, not influencers, the coaches that are best in the industry are always one when asked a question, they almost have to ask one back. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's I'm never a person that if you ask me a question, very rarely am I just giving a direct answer. I'm kind of like, well, I got to ask you a few things first. And I think having that interaction, that back and forth is something, it's a really nice sign to see on people. Now, a lot of the biohackers out there lately, not all of them, because I don't want to piss off some of my friends. I'd say, I'd probably say 80-85% of them out there right now, it's deplorable. Their behavior is awful. I cannot believe how some of them are just making up garbage and talking about it with this level of certainty where it's believable for anyone. I mean, you'll start getting a professional being like, is that, like, a couple times I've heard it and been like, that's not right. Like, I start second guessing myself. I'm not going to name one of them, but someone the other day was talking about how ice cream is more healthy for you than oatmeal.
And man, one has gotten me a couple times. And I'm like, dude, I like oatmeal, you know, especially before a lift.
It's high in fiber.
Yeah.
It's a good carbohydrate. He's talking about glycemic index, which we're all going to respond to foods differently. Oatmeal is one of the tools, one of the staples in my nutrition, because I'm trying to get a certain amount of fiber. And I know with a cup of oats in the morning, I'm getting at least 10 grams of fiber. And I can mix protein powder in it and Greek yogurt, and I can make it very powerful. So I think when I hear some of the biohackers out there saying this stuff, all I'm going to urge all your listeners to just do their homework. Normally it's like that line, like, if it smells like shit, excuse my language, it probably is. If you're sitting there going, is that right? Like, most of the time people could just say things now and it's so believable. So I think that there are coaches and there are influencers. There are people out there that are just making up stuff for clickbait. Today, like, obviously a really cool, nice article was done on me in Business Insider, but the title of the article on me today, I read it and I laughed. It's like, trainer reveals how he is in the most shredded he's ever been. I'm like, I've never said that. I would never say that about myself. And it's actually comical that, but that clickbait. So I think we're in an industry now, clickbait, be careful.
I do want to ask about this though, because I think it's speaking of clickbait, which is a lot of fear mongering. I feel like the new trend, the new thing that people are all talking about, and sometimes it starts on the coast and makes its way to the Midwest where I'm from. Because as soon as I start hearing something in the Midwest that we've been trying, like butter in the coffee or whatever it is, I'm like, we were doing that a while ago. And I gave that up because I feel like I was putting too much butter in the coffee. I was, but it's now the peptides. So peptides are a big conversation right now of, are they healthy or not? And one of my workout partners is an orthopedic surgeon. So he's my bullshit, you know, like, filter. I go, hey, I'm going to send you an article. And from your medical perspective, can you just kind of tell me what works and what doesn't? And what do you believe? And he never gives me a straight answer because he's a doctor. So he's like, I don't know.
But we don't know. And that's part of it. Like, I know less about the peptide area than the whole HRT, hormone replacement therapy area. We don't know either. We don't know long-term effects of either. And now everyone who takes some type of, like, testosterone replacement therapy, they're just sitting there trying to justify. Like, I heard someone on social media the other day talking about how you know, he was trying to compare creatine to HRT. And I'm like, you can't do that. Like, you can't turn around and say creatine, which is in meat, is, well, you have testosterone in your body. And we're just, a lot of people will revert to this stuff as a Band-Aid, and they're not taking care of the things they need to take care of to be healthy. You can increase testosterone naturally. I've done it from, yeah. You know what? Not cold plunging, not saunas. I took my T levels from 680 to 930 over the last few years. And people was like, was it the cold plunging? Was it the saunas? I'm like, I think it's the fact that I wasn't commuting into the city 3 hours a day, and my stress levels went like this.
And you could sleep more then.
And I could sleep more then. I remember I wasn't waking up at 3 a.m. I'm waking up now at 6. Like, it's a big difference, man.
Big difference.
So this stuff is possible. I think everyone's just trying to justify getting on it. I buried my best friend, my head trainer. When we did an autopsy on him, his testosterone was north of 3,000.
Oh, my God.
3,000. And he just, every time he tried to get off of it, his body would just go into this failure, and he would feel like garbage. And I'll get ripped up for saying this, and I could care less, because it's the truth. It's the reality. You want to justify it. You want to take it. Go ahead. You're 40 years old. What's going to happen when you're 50, 55 from being on that? You better have a really good doctor. You better be like Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
He's almost 80 years old now. And it's like, dude, the guy's sprinting, lifting weights. Knock yourself out.
But he's also had the heart surgeries that, you know, and like all of those guys that were doing it back in the day, you know, before the doctors were checking weekly and, you know, making sure that they're on the right exact amount. And it's a different type now too. But
I punt. I just, it's not
for
my
me. Way. I'm like, no, that's why I was wondering the amino acids everybody's looking at, which are peptides. For everybody who doesn't know, peptides are basically, Ozempic is a peptide. There's like 2,000 peptides out there. So there's so many. There's a lot of people that are, I'd say, witch doctors that will be willing to write you a script for whatever peptide they think can help you. And to be honest, maybe it does help, maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure. I've seen a bunch of different podcasts, but until I get my doctor to clear me on it, I'm not going to.
There's so many different types of peptides, and you even said Ozempic right now. It's such a big buzz now. Someone getting on it, like a person I work with who's 600-700 pounds, sure, go for it,
absolutely.
Right? A 15-year-old girl being prescribed it by her doctor, who's not really overweight, she's just out of shape. Which, by the way, I witnessed last week.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say here?
Yeah, a lot of times, what I'm reading now is a lot of people's like stomachs aren't working right. Their intestines aren't working right. They're not digesting.
We don't know enough about any of this stuff. Please be careful. Please go get a second opinion. And if you're not doing the basics, you got to start doing those things first.
Yeah. Because I did try something not knowing that it was a peptide.
Sure.
I want to say it was about 2 years ago. And there was a lot of different peptides that were prescribed to me. And I was like, oh, you know, I feel better, I think. I'm not sure. But did I cut out alcohol? No.
Yeah,
was I eating right? No. Was I sleeping right? No. So until I do all of those things before, we're always looking for a shortcut to enable us to continue doing what we're doing that we know isn't good for us.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, to eating the sugar and doing all those things. So,
100%.
No, I appreciate your opinion on it. And the fact that you say we don't know enough instead of saying, oh, let's do it. Let's all get on BPC 157 or whatever.
We don't know enough.
Yeah. So, all right. I appreciate that. And then listen, I think before we wrap it up here, I just want, you know, leave us with some Don Saladino wisdom. Before we start going into the new year, where we all just make the mistake of going, I'm going to overindulge in the holidays, and then I'm going to start fresh next year. What's the mindset that we can get into in still having fun and treating ourselves, but without going and repeating the same patterns?
Yeah, I think just my word of advice there would just be to do it, right? Like Christmas Eve, do it, but like those days around it, like stay on the plan. And just move. And there's another thing. Someone the other day was like, oh, there's no non-negotiables. Like, of course there are. Like, you need to drink, you need to stay hydrated. Like, that is flat out a non-negotiable, right? So always stay hydrated. Like, if you're going to be drinking, having your cocktails, stay hydrated. And then, like, keep your protein, keep your veg in there. don't skip meals because you have a big dinner. Eat normally. Keep feeding, fueling yourself, and then you'll eat less at night when you're going out. So I think that's what I try and instill in people is like, if you feel like doing it and you want to do it, do it. Do it because you feel like you deserve to do it and that you've been doing all those other things, those other days working up to it, and you'll enjoy it and you won't feel bad.
Dude, you're the best.
Thanks,
honestly. Nobody better than you for the awesome podcast.
I love the awesome podcast. And we're going to launch it, offer it to your community. And you guys will actually have access to me 5 days a week for 4 weeks. So I'll be answering your questions through video, and I'll be helping you to get a program, the app, everything. It's fantastic. I'm always here for you. So let me know any questions that you have, and you know, I'm in your corner.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you so much. And I'll be talking to you soon.
To get Don's free offer for the awesome community, go to donsaladino.com/challenge and use the code AWESOME100. That's with a capital A, AWESOME100. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you liked what you heard, it would mean a lot if you took 2 seconds and left a 5-star review. Hit that follow or subscribe button for future episodes and share it with as many friends as possible. Because business can be tough, but together, we can be a little more awesome.